I'm Faith Middleton with lots of news for you. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. If you tuned in a few minutes late, I am here to say this is the final edition of the Daily Faith Middleton Show. Hold on. Good things are coming. When this show turned 35 last January, it was such a significant number. Is it time for a change? I was asking myself, and I knew the answer was yes, but when I walked along a country road with my partner, what bubbled up in me wasn't what I thought. Like, go sit on a beach and read to your heart's content, see art, go to the movies more. What I realized with crystal clarity and no small amount of joy was I want to devote myself to the Food Schmooze party and the team I do it with. As nice as the beach sounded, and despite that you listeners and I have experienced so much, I have been so enlarged by all of you and this daily experience. I can't resist the temptation, the seduction, the energy that I have for the Food Schmooze. This is a show I founded on a whim more than 15 years ago, a show that's become the fastest growing entity here at WNPR, except I was afraid Jerry might possibly kill me. The CEO and president of Connecticut Public Broadcasting, Jerry Franklin, listened to my idea of this new chapter in his Hartford office. And to my surprise, he looked at me and he said, if that's where your great passion is, go for it. Give it your all. And that's exactly what I intend to do with pleasure. The upshot is I'm not going anywhere. My daily show, this one, will be replaced by the national news and feature show, a good one, Here and Now, at this hour, Monday through Wednesday. I will host the new expanded Faith Middleton Food Schmooze every Thursday at this hour, 3, and as always, Saturdays at noon. A new on-demand podcast is coming soon, along with daily Food Schmooze Minutes on WNPR and lots more.
Great.
So the launch of the new Faith Middleton Food Schmooze Party is a week from today at 3, and I hope you will join me. To have our community with me is more important to me than I can convey. I simply adore you. And what a lineup we have for you on next Thursday's launch. If your schedule's crazy that day, we'll post the link to make it easy for you. You know, food is how we sustain ourselves. We, of course, you know that. But it's also about conversation, pleasure, community, intimacy. The new show will reflect all of that, the richness of life, learning and laughs. So I say start the wagon train. I would be bereft if you weren't with me on this new adventure. Okay, enough from me. Now I'm going to introduce my guests on this final edition of my daily show and tell you as listeners what you have meant to me. Actually, you mean more than words can convey, so that's a problem right there.
Yeah.
We're going to talk food here on this final daily show to get you in the mood for next Thursday's Food Schmooze launch. And hey, look who's here in the studio and coming up shortly by phone. We have Alex Provence, senior contributor of the Food Schmooze, our new drop-in Food Schmooze contributor, someone who's been on the Daily Show for decades, Gina Bereka.
I'm so glad to be here, Faith.
Oh, Gina, welcome. I am author of the soon-to-be-published book, If You Lean In, Will Men Look Down Your Blouse? I'm not kidding. That is the title.
That is the title.
And we have a link to the page, on our page, to that book. So, hey, you two, welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to this final edition. And in a little bit, longtime contributor Bruce Clements on the art of orchestrating seating at your next dinner party. Food Schmooze senior contributor Chris Prosperi from Epcot in Florida. Chris, is that where you are at Epcot?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, sweetheart. So here we are, huh?
Yeah. Let's go.
Countdown 7 days.
I can't wait.
To the launch. Me too. Plus, we have Nancy Horn, a psychologist and longtime contributor, encouraging us to go for pleasure and happiness in life. Alex, go to it over
there.
All
right.
So you can guess what that is. Alex, in true Alex Province fashion, came in the door with a bottle of Paul Roger for us. So thank you so, so much. Chris, thank you. I'm leaning over to get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, who cares about sound effects on the show? Well, I cared about that one.
That's the best sound effect. That an opening of a bottle of champagne is, I think, a universal sign of real celebration. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to celebrate what you've done, and we're here really to celebrate.
Thank you.
What you're going to go and do, because it's going to be fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
I'm so honored.
Gina is a great home cook, may I say.
Thank you very much.
She really is.
And as somebody who is not, I am not a food professional, but I am a devoted food amateur. And as somebody who has been listening to the Schmooze since the beginning and learning about food and wine and all of the amazing details that surround it, I am very enthusiastic. I'm really happy. And I know this has been Faith's passion now for years. And so the fact that you get to follow your passion, which is what obviously you've been telling us all to do, and every listener, there was just a woman today when you and I were going for lunch who said that you inspire her.
Aww.
You inspire all of us, Faith.
So nice.
We're so honored.
Thank
Cheers.
You so
Cheers.
Much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers,
Alex. Thank you. Thank you for bringing
that.
Hey.
Mm.
So here's what is, I'm going to let you in on this. Chris, do you at least have a bottle of water?
Yes, I have more than a bottle of water.
Okay, all right then.
I'm working for the day.
You're in the, oh, you are.
Yes, I am.
So you want to explain what you're doing in Florida?
Yeah, I'm at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, which is a festival that goes on for 7 weeks at Epcot, and every week they have different visiting chefs. So this week I'm here with Rob Irvine, and you know him from Kitchen Impossible, right?
I do, yeah.
The Food Network show. And then an old friend I dropped in on just yesterday, Matt Genuso, and he owns Chez Pascal in Providence.
Oh,
which is
yeah.
a very cool restaurant, and he told me he just came back from a trip from Austria. And for the next month, next month, the entire month of November, he's going to be doing an Austrian night. Right? So every night there's going to be a menu with just Austrian food from his trip. So that's a cool thing, and I think that's a road trip.
I definitely think it's a road trip. See, this is the kind of thing. I'm working full-time on this new adventure, and Alex and Chris and Gina and Mark Raymond are going to be with me. And when we're not doing the actual show, we are off on these adventures. For instance, this Austrian night Chris just mentioned, or we're at someplace tasting wines, or we'll say, let's broadcast from this live place. We have so many things coming your way. Let me jump in and tell everybody exactly what's happening. Jonathan McNichol is staying with us. Senior producer Lori Mack is going to become the New Haven reporter for WNPR, covering all kinds of things. Very excited
cool.
for
well
her.
Well done.
We adore her. On the new show, the new Food Schmooze, we're going to have videos streaming. And we're going, and next week for the launch of the show, we have the first video up there.
Uh-oh.
It is 2 minutes. You have never seen anything like this. It is 2 minutes long, right, Chris?
Yeah.
It is Jacques Pepin, and all I'm going to say is he brought a sword.
I'm terrified by this idea. I'm going to watch.
You have never. See, you've got to see this to believe it. So that's next week. We're going to have this on-demand podcast. On-demand because it means that you can catch the Food Schmooze on your schedule.
Yep.
So we're going to have that for you to make it as easy as possible for you. You can listen to the podcast in small bites, or you can, oops, I ate the whole thing. Whatever you want to do. Right now, we're going to have all kinds of digital, media going all over the place. And so right now on Facebook, you can be part of our Thanksgiving tip exchange. We decided we wanted to help you. Have a more stress-free Thanksgiving. So we put our tips there on Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. And so we said, wait a minute, you teach us all the time. Why don't you write in and tell us on Facebook what your tips are so that we can all share with each other. And it started. Did you see it?
I saw it already.
There's some good tips on there.
And there were wonderful tips on there, although to bring my own perspective to it, and this is much more about me than the beautiful shots that are there and the wonderful advice that's there, I read it as not sort of share the bounty or something. I saw it as share the stress. I misread the line.
It's an online support.
But that's really, there should be regular meetings for many of us where, you know, it's advice on how not to get into arguments with the relatives you see once a year. Don't, you know, Chris was going to talk about seating. How do I not get sat next to the uncle who's going to tell me about his gum problems, his periodontal work? Where do you see the periodontal uncle? That's what I want to know.
She sounds interested.
Okay.
Assigned
feeding
is key.
This is why she's going to be on the Food Schmooze. Yeah. You see what we're going for.
We have a list of topics not to talk about.
That's the only thing that uncle talks about. Periodontist work is his life. That's his only interest.
Oh,
so
boy.
Do you seat him separately? I mean, what do you do?
Kids table.
Does he floss
kids
with yard?
Yeah. So people say, hey, when you started the Food Schmooze, as Lori Mack pointed out, it is more than 15 years ago, great, and it was really on a whim,
wow,
right, Chris? So when you started it, you know, what were you thinking? And so I have always loved food. I sat at my Aunt Rose's elbow, Rose Muir. She was a private chef for very fancy people, and I would sit in the kitchen at her elbow constantly, aww, and that's how I grew up. And so I love to eat, I love to cook, to drink, and so of course it's in my mind, but it never occurred to me that I could take The Daily Show and move food into it. I don't know why. And then one day I was sitting there, I thought, well, why don't I try this? So I called up a publisher. I was looking at books around the room, and I thought, well, let me just call a publisher. And I said, hi, it's Steve Mitchell. Hi. And I said, you know, I'd like to do a food, you know, just a segment, one show on food. And she said, great. And I said, I see you've got this cookbook. And she said, yes, that's Carol Peck's book. Good News Cafe, Chris,
yeah,
in Woodbury, Connecticut, of all things. I wasn't trying to be local. And so they said, oh, we will definitely have her there. And great. And I'm about to hang up. And the woman says to me, the publicist at the publisher, says, would you, you know, what food do you want her to bring? And I thought, oh. And she said, do you do that? And I said, oh, yes, we do.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes, most definitely we do. And she said, well, we will have her bring something. And on that first show, in comes Carol Peck, who is a phenomenal chef,
right,
holding a 7-layer coconut cake in front of her like it was gold.
Oh,
and it was
what?
To us. And I thought to myself, this is going to be great. This is a new lead. But even to my surprise, that show went on in that hour. And by the next day, it was everywhere.
Everybody
I just couldn't even believe it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember, Chris?
That's a long time ago. Such a great show.
More than 15 years ago.
And Carol is the best.
Yep, she is. You too. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. I am going to attempt to tell you what you have meant to me in these 35 years. This is the last daily show of the Daily Faith Middleton Show. And then on to my new job full-time, hosting and executive producer of the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze Thursdays and Saturdays. Stay where you are. Divine Faith Middleton. This is the final episode of the Daily Faith Middleton Show, but I am not going anywhere. My new chapter starts this Thursday at 3 when I begin the new expanded Faith Middleton Food Schmooze Party, larger online with an on-demand podcast, short streaming videos. You won't believe the first video next week, Jacques Pepin. We're going to be spread across digital media, and right now on Facebook, you can already be part of sharing your time-saving Thanksgiving tips. Go to Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. It's also on our WNPR site. I adore you. I hope you'll be part of the next full-time chapter with me and the Food Schmooze gang. We're the place to have a good time, as you know. That's launching next Thursday, November 5th at 3. Excuse me. Then every Thursday and Saturday right here on WNPR. I am with our new drop-in contributor to the Food Schmooze, Gina Borecka.
So glad to be here.
Oh, she has a new book coming out, and I don't mind saying, I just love saying the title. If You Lean In, Will Men Look Down Your Blouse? It really is the title. It's coming out. And we have senior contributor Alex Problems. By phone, we have senior contributor Chris Prosperi. So, okay, I am going to try to do this. To Jonathan McNichol, I want to say thank you so much, Jonathan. And to Lori Mack, the senior producer, I don't even know what to say, what your work has meant to me. I will say this, as I'm talking to you as a listener. There is just something so energizing about a new chapter and the growth that represents. So, you know, we're pretty juiced around here, as you can tell. And I don't mean the champagne that Alex brought. But it doesn't mean that we don't pause to reflect. So far, this show has been the most profound experience of my working life, starting as a print reporter and editor, then moving to radio 35 years ago. It has been a privilege to curate, to interview with you in mind, to shine a light on people and places that are interesting and fun and inspirational, heartbreaking, deep and quirky, the stuff of life. I tried to listen to you as carefully as I could. I didn't care about anyone being super articulate. I cared about those moments that shouldn't pass us by in this noisy world, but do. And I hope we illuminated those. You showed great courage when you were calling in, and I can only speak for myself. Your stories have expanded me, both my heart and mind. And for me, this has been learning in the best way possible. So thank you for coming here again and again, for your contributions on my behalf and on behalf of the wonderful work of my colleagues here at WNPR. The guests have been remarkable, and they generously shared the best of what they do for you. And my job has been, and it continues to be, as I go forward here at WNPR, to bring out the best in everybody who's on the show. That's what I want to do. So thank you for your attention, your calls. I am impossibly lucky to have been part of this community, which I have no doubt will grow as we expand the Food Schmooze. Once again, if you're not with me on this wagon train, I am bereft. So onward we go together, because who doesn't need a little more party?
Yeah.
All right, we have Nancy Horn and Bruce Clements coming your way. They have ideas. They're going to be talking about choosing pleasure. You know that's what we're about on
right.
The Food Schmooze.
Yeah.
And Bruce is going to be talking about orchestrating a dinner party. And so I've got Gina and Alex here. And, you know, in fact, why don't we, Nancy, are you there? Nancy Horn? If we got Nancy, let me, oh, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Nancy, hi, now we've got you.
Great. I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. Nancy has been on this show for years, for decades.
Of course,
for decades. Wow. So Nancy's a psychologist in New Haven. We call her our resident psychologist.
Absolutely.
On the show.
Yeah, she's great. We love Nancy. I'm so happy to have Nancy.
We would like to drag her with us through all of life. Nancy, we were talking about this. This is what gave me the idea to do this, because we're not only saying goodbye to The Daily Show, but starting something new, the brand new expanded Food Schmooze. And Nancy, we were talking, this got us going on pleasure, and that is kind of an attitude and a choice in life, to choose it as often as you can, if you can, you know, sort of, how do I put this?
Yeah, I mean, that's one gift that you give so much, Faith, is you care about pleasure, but you also care about giving it to other people. And the data on people being happy, it suggests that it increases their life satisfaction. They have lower rates of depression and anxiety if they're happy. They have physically they're affected. They have longer increased longevity, 9 years. It improves their physical health. They have stronger immune systems, and they can cope better with chronic illness. They have higher income, stronger marriages, closer relationships, improved job performance. So happiness is a very important thing. And sometimes people are so afraid to give themselves pleasure. And I think that you, especially with the food schmooze, help people understand that it's an important thing.
Oh,
and give them
that's just right. That's exactly right. Nancy, do you think that part of that is that Faith helps us give ourselves permission to enjoy ourselves?
Yeah, exactly. She does because she takes such delight in things and on the show, and does make people feel that they can be happy. And she provides you an opportunity to actually be happy with all the recipes.
and Nancy, that's 9 extra years of eating and drinking great things. That's
right.
Like very thrilling to me.
Yeah,
it's an honor as always to have you on the show, Nancy Horn. I just adore you and can't thank you enough for everything that you've contributed on The Daily Show. And I know we've made arrangements to have Nancy drop in too. A lot of our regulars were asking them to drop in because, you know, just strangely, they all love food and drink.
Well, if you make the melting potatoes.
Those are online right now and on Facebook. Oh, my God. Nancy, when I tell you the best potatoes I've ever had in my life.
I can't wait to make them. And, in fact, this is the first Thanksgiving. Honestly, I liked Marilyn Monroe's stuffing. That was in the Times years ago. I like that stuffing. But usually I'm not very excited about what's happening for Thanksgiving. But I think this year when I saw your Thanksgiving tips, I'm excited. I'm excited to cook. So
wow,
yeah,
okay.
I'm really excited.
That's thrilling. Yeah. That's really, because we're about just giving it a try. Nancy, how about this? I learned this from you, that there are no perfect days. There's always a little bump here or there. I mean, that's just part of being human. So if you go into it not expecting the day, Thanksgiving, to be perfect, there's less chance of disappointment. What do you think?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I remember one time I was troubled because I had a relative that I wasn't getting along with that much. And I thought, oh, my gosh, how can I possibly have this relative for Thanksgiving? And the person I was with said, Nancy, why do you think that you have to get along with your family? Well, where did you learn that? That's not right.
It's very smart.
Why do you think you have to like all your family members? So it was a very troubling thought, but since then I realized, oh, that's right. That's great.
Oh, I agree. I think that family is what fate gives you. To otherwise, you'd never know these people. If you weren't part of, you know, if they were not in your family, they're people you would otherwise never deal with. So that's what family's for.
I know
that's
about true. Periodontal disease.
And right, I'm talking about the uncle with the periodontal. This is his entire focus in life. Not that I'm bitter.
Now you're
but
flossing.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's just, so, but Nancy, I think that's just right. You don't have to like them. They're the ones you don't get to choose. If you don't like your friends, you have problems. But if you don't like your relatives, that's part of the deal.
That's like normal.
There's speed bumps.
The other thing that's good about Thanksgiving is one of the major ways to be happier in life is to actually have gratitude. And there's a lot of studies about this. And, gratitude gets rid of envy, avarice, hostility, worry, irritation. And it's and there's all kinds of exercises to do for this, but I think people end up doing that a little bit on Thanksgiving. Even people who never do it, they sort of are forced to at the Thanksgiving table to say, gee, are you thankful for anything? But
yeah, we do. That's what we do.
That's sort of a belligerent question.
Even if you don't believe in it,
be thankful.
You're doing it for your own health to be.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's really fun to do, actually. Oh, thank you so much. Dr. Nancy Horan, New Haven psychologist, longtime contributor on the Daily Faith Middleton Show, and future contributor drop-in on the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze, which starts in its new expanded edition next Thursday, the launch at 3, and I hope you will be there. Nancy, thank you again.
Thank you, Faith.
All right. You're welcome. Thursday. Me too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Lots of love to you. Okay. Who have we got? Let's do. This is the last edition of the Daily Faith Middleton Show, but I'm not going anywhere because we are. Here's what's going to be in our place. The news and feature show from the network in Washington, NPR, and it is called Here and Now. It is very good, and that is airing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I will be on every Thursday working all week long to get that show ready and trying all kinds of things for you. Great. And I'll be on Saturdays as usual at noon. So I hope you'll get on the wagon train and go with us to that and you know, check in with Here and Now. All the gang will be there participating. We have so many surprises for you, a podcast, streaming video, digital platforms, daily minutes on WNPR. Wait till you see this thing. So I am excited about that.
Now, I remember the first time I ever heard you on the radio when I moved to Connecticut in 1987.
Wow.
I was in my faculty apartment that were called the Mansfield Apartments at UConn, and they were horrible. They've since been redone, but they were concrete cinder block walls painted in sort of latex paint so that the walls would sweat on a day like today. And I had brought my alley cat up from New York City so that the alley cat who had lived in filth and with rats, literally in the alley next to my building before I brought her inside, would hesitate to walk on the damp linoleum in the faculty housing. This was unpleasant. And I was commuting down before I got tenure. I commuted down to my Greenwich Village apartment because I wasn't giving up a rent-stable apartment until I got tenure, and in the East Village.
Smart.
And I remember, it was smart. But I remember being in that miserable apartment thinking, oh, my God, I'm really in Connecticut, and, you know, I'm in the woods. It felt like the woods, and I'm in an apartment that sweats, and what am I doing here? And I heard Faith's voice on the radio, and I had never heard her before. And who remembers who they hear on the radio? And I thought, this is, first of all, your voice is just enthralling. And then, I don't remember, I think you were no, I'm serious. And this is, again, you know I don't write fiction, because if you listen carefully in life, you don't need to make things up, especially in terms of humor. You know, that's always my theory. You just write it down. You don't have to invent it. But I remember listening to you. I think you were on with a doctor, and you were talking about something medical, and I just thought, okay, this is somebody I have to listen to. You were authoritative, you were generous, but I actually remember the show. And the idea that we would then meet, I think, a year later.
Yeah, so we meet a year later, and at the end of that hour, Gina came on the show because she had something out.
Right, yeah.
And at the end of that hour, we were bosom buddies. I was so knocked out by you. And I said, and you said to me at the end of that hour, will you come to my wedding?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Really,
we'd known each other 60 minutes.
That was 1991.
That seemed completely right to me.
Yeah, that was right.
Completely right.
That was right after Snow White came out. Yep.
Here's what I want to do. A celebration on the show for what is coming, and huge hugs and thanks for what we have been together. And may we all continue as we go on with the launch of the new Faith Middleton Food Schmooze this Thursday. This is something that I have requested. Crazy me. I cannot resist the seduction of the Food Schmooze. And now I want to go. This is the one where I've got to hold myself together. I want to go to a man who has been on the show with me from the very beginning. He was my college professor. He became my friend in college. He has known me all my adult life, and he has been magnificent on this daily show. And so that is Bruce Clements, who is calling us from Chicago. Bruce?
Yes.
Bruce.
So you wanted me to talk about dinner parties? Can I talk about dinner parties?
Yeah, so Bruce said, I have an idea for getting ready for the launch. He said, I will talk with you about how to orchestrate the seating at a dinner party so that it's the best that it can possibly be. And I said, and then I remembered, I have been to dinners at his house where suddenly he's passing out plays like Shakespeare, and we're all reading parts in the middle of our dinner. He's unbelievable. So, okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Hannah tells me, and I've followed this, and it's very good advice, that you want a table which is big enough so that there can be two conversations at the same time and small enough so that everybody can talk and listen to everybody else. That's the first thing. Second thing I'm thinking about is that it ought to be nonchalant. That is to say, I think that the people you invite ought to be people that you like, that your instinct says, yeah, next Thursday, this is going to be fine. I think that the great test of your own, I don't know, trust and self-discipline, but also of the success of what you're doing, is that you are unnecessary. You know, when I'm hosting a dinner party, and I am always in the kitchen, or in and out of the kitchen, and forgetting stuff, the greatest joy is to hear people in the living room talking and laughing and not needing me.
Ah, yes.
It's like a great class, right? It's like the class can talk without the teacher. It's everybody. There's a community.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I think everything is really second to that essential nonchalance. And I think it comes in part because you know how important that occasion is. I mean, in many religions, if you have guests in your house, no matter how you may hate them or resent them or whatever your clan has had against their clan, they are in your house, and therefore they exist under, you know, in some sense, under your blessing, under your protection. You care more about them than you do about yourself. You care more about them than you do about the food. I mean, it's a very strange cultural phenomena, this dinner party. And you work very hard, and the cleanup runs until, you know, 1:45 in the morning, and you're exhausted. But you keep doing it because it is a sacred space, you know, and I think, Faith, that to some, you know, fundamental basic degree, the food schmooze, you mean for that to be this space in which people can think of their own pleasure, think of their lives, hear other people who expand their possibilities, like melted mashed potatoes or whatever. You know, one would go to your show for that, and one gives a dinner party for exactly that island of protection in the middle of a nutty, nutty world.
This is why I love this man.
That was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. So beautiful. Bruce, do you, when you have people over and there is somebody who's especially quiet, how do you think about that person? Do you help them engage? Do you say, that's okay, you're quiet, and let's let that be? How do you think about it?
I'm very inclined to let someone be. I mean, it comes under that sense of protection. If they are quiet, it's because they're doing something more important than you know, and you better just let them do it.
That's really, I like that.
That's very nice. I drag them into the...
Well, sometimes they have a great time on their own, though. Like,
and,
you know, you find
Elmer,
out after.
What do you think of 1927?
Bad year.
It was a very good vintage, right? That was. But I think that, Bruce, what you were saying about the sacred spaces was, again, beautifully put. But it really is. I have a friend who said that she will have coffee with people that she doesn't trust or that she's not sure about, but that she would never break bread with them. She won't actually eat a meal with them. She won't even go out to breakfast with them. If she doesn't really know them well or she doesn't feel secure with them, that she will literally not break bread with them.
Bruce, will you just stay right where you are?
Yes.
Chris Prosperi, you're in Florida. Stay where you are. Alex Province and Gina Borecka are right here with me, and we are going to take a short break and then come right back for this last edition of the Daily Faith Middleton Show, because my new assignment, and it's one I chose, is to launch the new expanded Food Schmooze this Thursday, every Thursday and Saturday going forward. Get on the wagon train with me, or I just won't be able to live. So stay here. Faith Middleton. This is the final episode of the Daily Faith Middleton Show, but I am not going anywhere. My new chapter starts this Thursday at 3 when I begin the new expanded Faith Middleton Food Schmooze Party, larger online with an on-demand podcast. We're going to set up short streaming videos. You will not believe the first video next Thursday. Jacques Pepin came by with a sword. We will be spread across digital media right now on Facebook. You can already be part of sharing your time-saving Thanksgiving tips with everybody else. It's been a riot up there. Go to Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. On our WNPR site, search Faith Middleton. I adore you. I keep saying get on the wagon train. When I say that I cannot imagine going forward to my new chapter without you. I know that I am here every day for you and have been for a long, long time, and that we've been part of each other's lives. I know that. But you know what? I've been here 2 days a week with that special food thing, and I'm saying get on the wagon train and come with me to that, because the rest of the time I'm behind the scenes with all these people and we are creating amazing things for you. We are online way too many hours a day with you. We're talking now, huge engagement now, so I cannot wait to get started on this. We've already begun, I can tell you that. So please check in. Who doesn't need a party is our thing. Gina Borecka, my favorite quote from you.
There's a line that my brother and I would often say to each other, and it's one that Faith has always liked, and it's that tomorrow is promised to no one. So that means you have to enjoy today.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to what Nancy was talking about, for gratitude and for always being aware that, you know, we don't have time to have a bad time. That's why pleasure really is so important, and that we really are the only ones who can make ourselves happy. And to choose to be in the company of people who are joyful, who are having a good time, who are choosing to make light, I mean, think about making light. I mean, it's shedding light. Those were the words that you were using about what you've done during these conversations over the years. It's about shedding light. It's about illuminating. It's about putting candles on the table so that we see what we're doing and that we can bring light into each other's lives. And food has always been the way that we do this. And faith has always has brought to the table great ideas along with great dishes. And that's part of the privilege. And Alex, I'm sure you feel that way.
Thank you. Yeah. And Alex and Chris on the phone are like this too. Bruce and Nancy Horn, the whole crowd. I am the luckiest person in the world to be with all of you, honestly. Both you as listeners, users of our site, and you know, and my gang here.
And coming onto the site, I think, makes everybody feel, I mean, I'm sort of, you know, at 58, I'm still learning how to use all of this digital media. Younger people, it's like their first language to me. I still feel like it's a second language having to use social media. But on your Food Schmood website, there really is a sense of conviviality, and it's very welcoming. And I think that people will have fun going to it and being part of that group. I mean, I'm newly part of it. And I've really enjoyed what I've seen, and I hope I'll see other people there that I know who love your show.
Thank you, Gina. Okay, so just before the show started, Alex, Bruce, are you there?
Yeah.
And Chris, you're there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so just before the show started, Alex said to me, well, what was it like, you know, when you first began the show,
How have you changed over 35 years?
Right.
Here is my style. I had some words written about so I could remember to hit the points that I needed to hit. And so I wrote down some things. So I'm going to do the way I was when I first started here at you know, WNPR, which was, at the time was called something else, but it doesn't matter. So here's how I sounded. I would say, this is the final episode of the Daily Faith Middleton Show, but I'm not going anywhere. My new chapter starts this Thursday at 3 when I begin the new expanded Faith Middleton Food Schmooze Party, larger online with an on-demand podcast, short streaming videos. You won't believe the first video next week. Jacques Pepin came by with a sword. You think I'm kidding?
Really?
Or I'm putting on an act or...
Lots of coffee?
Or, you know, gee, that's weird she's doing that. Honestly, I have the tape that it was tape. It is exactly how I sounded. I had it in my head. Who was born knowing how to be on the radio? So they give you a job. I came out of print. They give you a job, and they say, you're going to have a show. You're going to have your own show. And I thought, oh. And it was called On the Town, which sounds so old, New York. Right,
On the
Bruce?
Town.
Ooh. And it had Broadway music, and it was... And so... I just didn't know how to do it. They said, you know, no, your voice is fine. And I thought I sounded like, you know, just bizarre. And I thought, I think to sound good, I need to talk a lot faster. And it is like someone on, I don't know, 4 gallons of speed to hear that tape. It's just, you cannot even believe. I can't believe.
You wanted to give everyone their money's worth, I guess, of words or something.
I just don't know. I think I thought, well, that sounds smart, or it sounds like I know what I'm doing.
Well, when you were saying it sounded like one of those sort of old movies where you're listening in the radio and the aliens have landed. You sound like Orson Welles. Yeah, exactly. You know, that's it's a different, we like you better now. Thank you. Thank you.
Bruce, how about that name, On the Town? Doesn't that take you back to the old days of New York?
Oh, absolutely so. It's a wonderful show, On the Town.
Yeah.
Terrific show.
It is a great show. So, Bruce, once I had a dinner party, and Chris, I don't even know. Do you have dinner parties? Would you call them dinner parties? It's such kind of an old school name, isn't it?
I think people are not doing it so much anymore. I think that when you think about what is lost in the whatever it is that's losing things, the dinner party as a sort of regular social event, and that you expect to be at one every 5 or 6 weeks, is not there anymore. And the combination of formality and intimacy that venue, that set of habits offers is irreplaceable.
Oh, that's
I agree.
We love dinner parties.
That's great. Yeah. You know, so now we call it having people over. Let's have some people over. But whatever you call it, it's really is an amazing thing. As Bruce said, what a peculiar and wonderful thing we do culturally as a world with this, and how unifying that is. And that's why we call this the food schmooze
and the
party.
And and party together are wonderful, because it's an it's an exchange of not only food but of ideas, of people sitting down and talking not only about the food.
So I'm wishing the best to all of you. We're not quite, we got a couple minutes to go, but I just wanted to make sure I get this in. I'm wishing the best to all of you. I'm wishing the best to you as you are listening at this moment, and I'm thanking you. It's kind of a virtual hug to you, to all my colleagues at WNPR, to Dean Miller, who's going to be, you know, with me in this next journey. We are putting together, working hard right now. That's where I've been, as Laurie Mack has been filling in. That's where I've been. That's what I've been working on. And we have video streaming and on-demand podcast, the Tip Exchange, all the media platforms, potato chip voting online right now, the Food Shoes Minutes on WNPR. And most of all, this crowd of fabulous people, the greatest cookbook authors are going to be with us. Our drop-in contributors, Gina Bereke, Bruce Clements, Nancy Horn, and so many others. Chris Brosbury, I know you will be there every single time.
Every week.
I know it, and I'm lucky for it. So.
Are we inviting the incredible melting potatoes back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, any excuse. Really, absolutely any excuse.
Sounds like a band. The Incredible Melting Potatoes.
Wouldn't that be great?
I think actually there should be a food band. Can't you do a food band?
I want a band called Champagne and Melting Potatoes.
Champagne and Melting. Or I think Champagne should be the lead singer, with Melting Potatoes is doing the backup, like in
it's
the back.
It's got to be pop, right?
In the back. It's got to have the moves to it, the choreography.
This is a taste of the new expanded food shows. This is what it's like. This is what we wanted to do. And I also wanted to say thank you. So I will tell you, to every volunteer, including Marion Roy, to every contributor, to every person at this station who participated, to Diane Orson and Laurie Mack, to Jonathan, to the Food Schmooze Party team, and especially to you callers, supporters, listeners, and friends of the show, thank you with all my heart. Looking forward to many more years with you, starting next Thursday when the new show begins in this time slot, 3 o'clock Saturdays at noon. Enjoy here and now and in this spot. My colleagues throughout the day, I hope you will enjoy them too. What a pleasure. What a privilege. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.
Yay! Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Gandamah.